This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Chinese government has done what American journalists here will recognize as a classic 5 o'clock on a Friday night news dump. Xinhua, the official news agency over there, published a major set of policy reforms late last night, Beijing time, that are designed to rejigger the Chinese economy over the coming decades. It includes, and this has been the headline item, further relaxing of the one-child policy. Rob Schmitz is our man in Shanghai. Hey, Rob.
How you doing, Kai?
Good. I guess the first question on this policy is why the change?
I think the government is worried that the economic model that it's been depending on for the last 10, 20 years is starting to wear out. China's leaders are looking to transition to an economy driven by people buying things rather than by the state building things.
Is this about China not having enough workers? Do they want more babies, more people?
I think part of the one-child policy change has to do with making sure that people feel good about living in China, especially during a point where I think in what we're going to see in the next 2 or 3 years, slower growth. Honestly, China is in a period of transition. We're going to see growth that people aren't used to. And the one-child policy, which has never been popular in China, is something that everyone has always wanted for the government to loosen up on.
When you take your boys to the local playground, is the one-child policy something people talk about, or is it just a fact of life and let's move on?
It's a fact of life. People don't usually talk about it unless, as a foreigner, they see that I'm at the playground with my two sons.
Right.
And they say, oh, in your America, you can have more than one child. And some people still, they haven't been outside of China, so they don't know that. And I say, yes, you know, we can have as many as we want. A lot of times that gives them pause for thought. They think, wow.
There is a social safety net aspect to this thing, too, right? Because now what you have is a whole bunch of single Chinese kids taking care of two parents and conceivably
right.
four grandparents. And there's not a big pension system over there. So that's part of what's going on.
Exactly. And, you know, in China, as you said, when people grow older, they usually live with their adult children and they'll usually take the place of being parents. They'll take care of their grandchildren. If they've lived and worked much of their lives in the place where they grew up, they're eligible for a modest pension, but this doesn't apply to many Chinese these days because so many have moved away from where they're legally registered to live. So depending on your children to take care of you is common. And for those urban-only children, this puts a lot of pressure on them.
One other thing, Rob, I wanted to ask you about. There was a part of this document that came out from the central government in Beijing today talking about how in some parts of the country, they will put less emphasis on economic development and more emphasis on environmental protection. Seems to be a big deal.
This is something that the leaders of China have now finally understood could potentially be a social stability issue. And for the party, for the Communist Party of China, social stability is number one on their list of things that can go very, very bad for them and basically means an end to their rule. Because they have a more educated population, the leaders need to be more accountable. And so I think they put that in there, I think, to appease a lot of people. I'd like to see what they mean by that. And I guess we'll see in the next, next 5, 10 years.
Rob Schmitz in Shanghai for us. Rob, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.